for moms, you wing it. Sometimes you succeed, sometimes you fail. Who is this and what was your mom fail?
Hi, my name is Brooke and I'm from Cottage Grove. And my mom fail is that my daughter is now very aware that I am not a morning person.
Ooh, let me in on the secret. How do you let them know that? Tell me a story.
So, I am not a morning person. Never have been, never will be. But my three-year-old, on the other hand, gets up ready for her day, like talking and singing, all the things I can't even imagine doing until like at least like an hour into my day. I've had some coffee, you know.
Yeah.
So one morning, I was just extra testy. Ooh. My daughter was just talking my ear off, blah, 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 blah. And I'm trying to get the coffee made like as quickly as possible. But in my attempt to be fast, I managed to spill coffee grounds all over the place. So now I've got to clean up. I've still not had any coffee. And my child is still just running her mouth nonstop. So I finally said to her, you know what? Let's make a new rule. No talking until Mama has had her coffee. So the next morning, my daughter comes, she wakes me up, a little tug on my pajamas, and, you know, I see that adorable face, and it doesn't really matter what time it is. It's like, okay, I'll get up, start functioning or trying. And all that morning, she was like a magnet, like just right on my heel, following me around. And I would ask, you know, what are you doing? And she would just kind of smile.
Oh.
So we both went down to make coffee. She was right there. I start emptying the dishwasher. She's right there. I go down to get chicken out of the freezer for dinner. She's right there.
What?
So finally, I pour myself a cup of coffee, take a sip, and she finally says to me, tears in her eyes, can I talk to you now? And I was so confused. I was like, of course, baby, why wouldn't you be able to talk to me? And she reminded me that yesterday I told her I was making a new rule, no talking to Mom until she's had coffee. Which, of course, you know, I just said in the moment because I was frustrated and hadn't had my coffee. But, of course, my three-year-old took it incredibly literally and remembered it. And she was so sad thinking that she couldn't talk to me. And, you know, I just felt terrible. And then, of course, you know, a sip of coffee later, she's just chattering away. And I was like, oh, maybe that was a good rule.
Welcome to the club, Brooke. Together we proudly fail every single day.
Mom!